York City is anti-war.
The park belongs to the people.
We're having a protest against the police state tactics of Bush and Bloomberg. We demand the right to protest, not only at the site of the RNC, but at Central Park. We're here in solidarity with all of the groups who have applied for permits and have been denied or given the runaround by the Bloomberg administration. It's absolutely ridiculous that they would use these phony orange terror alerts to try to wage war against freedom of speech. The only threat against this city is the Bloomberg and Bush administration. We have the right to protest at the site of the RNC. We have the right to gather in Central Park, and we intend to do just that. There are a lot of groups who are planning protests and marches throughout the week, which is great. There should be demonstrations all day, every day during the convention. And so we're here not just around a single permit or a single march, but we're here to call for an end to police harassment, to Bloomberg stonewalling of the permit process, to the denial of access to Central Park.
What group are you from?
I'm with the International Action Center. And we intend to turn out folks to support all of the demonstrations, the Still We Rise event, the Central Labor Council, the big UFPJ march on the 29th. We're in solidarity with everybody who wants to come here and take a stand against the Bush administration's racist war policies.
And you did apply for your own permit?
The IAC, the International Action Center, is a member of the ANCER Coalition. And the ANCER Coalition has also applied for permits on the 28th and on September 2nd. The city has denied those permits for the 28th, citing the same reasons for Central Park, problems with the grass, which experts have said just don't stand up. And we think the First Amendment is more important than grass.
Did you apply for alternate location to Central Park?
No. Central Park belongs to the people of New York City. And we're frankly more concerned about any damage being done to civil liberties by the Bush and Bloomberg administrations than we are about damage to the grass.
So what do you think you will achieve today by having a vigil in front of Madison Square Garden?
We want to serve notice on Bush and Bloomberg that we intend to march, we intend to exercise our free speech, and that we will win, whether we have to win that battle in the courts or whether we win it in the streets. I know that there are hundreds of individuals, just from talking to other activists and reading listservs, that a huge number of people have said, we're not going to the West Side Highway, we intend to go to Central Park. We're not going to be exiled to an invisible spot. You know, free speech, dissent are not crimes, and you can't set up one area of New York City and say that this is a free speech zone, this is where you can get your message out. All of New York City belongs to the people, and we intend to get our message out all day during the Republican National Convention.
You think that what's going to happen is going to determine the future of demonstrations in this country?
I think so, and I think if there is any credibility to the whole orange alert, any talk of credible threats, we have to talk about the real threat, which is the threat to civil liberties. And if the Bush and Bloomberg administration are allowed to say that there's only one site in the city where free speech is allowed, and it's this place way over on the West Side Highway, out of sight, out of sound, where nobody can see you, that would be a tremendous blow to the very concepts of free speech, and we intend to make sure that doesn't happen.
This is Fred Nguyen for WBAI Sunday News in New York City.